Check 4, Bravo Golf Echo.
Calling station, didn't catch your call. This is KR4AAE.
That's coming back to me, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't butcher, it's KR4AA, KR4AA, if that's correct, let me know. This is Kilo, Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, Donnie in Central South Carolina.
That's Kilo, Romeo 4, Alpha, Alpha Echo. Ronnie, I believe I've spoken to you before. I remember the call sign. How you doing this afternoon?
Get this little young lady to stop bossing me around like she's the head honcho. I'll be doing all right. My little daughter's trying to force me to roll my window up. I'm doing good this afternoon. Can't complain. Glad the clouds came in and provided a little shade for once. Still a little warm, though.
I copy that. Sounds like you got a mini boss, kind of like I do every now and then. But we tell her, nope, not yet. You got a few more years before you can do that. So I get it. So what you up to this afternoon? Anything fun?
No, nothing fun, really. Got to do my adult chores that I was in such a hurry to grow up to do and haul trash here in a little bit. But other than that, I'm going to kind of hang out, relax, maybe straighten up a few things and tie up some loose ends, but other than that, just gonna be kind of an easy afternoon, I guess. How's your day been? I hope it's been wonderful.
Yeah, my day's been pretty good. I just found a whopper of a deal on an HF antenna. I said, you know what, I'm gonna come right now and pick it up. So I got an antenna to fiddle with for the next few days, figure out what I'm gonna do with it. But other than that, I'm probably head out to a park somewhere, throw a in-fed antenna up in the air and see what's going up on the see what's going on in HF.
Yeah, that's one of those you gotta jump on it while you got the chance. Yeah, I ended up with this Yaesu FT7900 because I found it for a steal of a deal. I mean, the guy sold the whole kit and caboodle. I was actually looking for like an ICOM, got on the marketplace and been searching for a while, just kind of watching, and this radio popped up. He had all the Vixens, antennas, external speaker, you name it, whatever, what have you. And I said, how much you want? Or I said, is that the price firm? I said, what's the lowest you'd take? He said, if you come today, I'll give it to you for $150. I said, give me your address, I'm on the way. So I ended up with this, and it seems to be working pretty fine.
I'd have to say, it is working pretty good. Coming in clear into the repeater, a little staticky, but not bad. But man, I'll tell you what, there are some good deal on some HF rigs out there that I would go broke if I went out and bought them all, but I can only speak on one radio at a time. There's some really good deals out there if you look for them. Ever since the new Yaesu HF rig came out, the 991As have dropped on the used market substantially. So if you're looking for one of those, they're out there for a very good price.
Maybe in the future I'll be out for a better HF rig. I can't really afford to as of yet, but hopefully the tides will change and I'll be able to get one. I'd like to get an FT891 at some point, but man, it's just, even used, they're just up there. They might have dropped since the last time I looked, but it's been, you know, quite a few months since I've checked the market.
Yeah, copy that. I've seen a couple out there. Not sure what the prices are, but there's a good Facebook forum for ham radios for sale, and it's legit ham operators. And they're always selling stuff on there, and I got to be careful when I get on that little group there, because man, there's some stuff out there. It's like, oh my gosh, I want it. But yeah, I got to keep from going broke first.
After that, I always joke with my wife because it seems like anytime I have a little extra money, it's like, man, I really don't want to spend that much. I'll just wait for it to go on sale, and then I'll have the money for it in my pocket, but that's already a claim to bills or whatever, what have you, and then it's like, wow, you go on sale when I don't have the spending money. It's just how it always seems, it feels like, anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly how it goes. And my bad habit is I always end up with the most expensive hobby. Bicycles, motorcycles, radios. Who else knows what's in there next?
Exactly what you mean. Yeah, the same way. My hobbies are a little too pricey. But yeah, I'll eventually get there. And you know, it's like even when you save money for vacation or something, it's like you always have to spend a little spend. I remember we were going to go to the beach one year, and we saved up, you know, some money, and then we saved up a little extra to have to kind of spend. That gum water pump went out on my truck and had to go get it fixed. I said, ding, dang it. If it ain't one thing, it's another.
Yep, that's, I guess that's life. Yeah, that happens to me sometimes. I'll eye something, I'm like, oh yeah, I can get that. And I'm like, nope, something else comes up that's more important. I'm like, yeah, you gotta do what's right and get the important stuff first and then play later.
For BGE for ID. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. The hardest part is just trying to transfer that knowledge onto the young minds of my kids. I'm trying to get them to understand that. Just like even, don't look at how much something costs. Look at how much you have, how many hours you got to work to get what it is that you want.
Exactly right on that one. I'm trying to teach my young one that one too. It's like, hey, if you want to get this, it's going to cost a lot of time, to work to earn that. So if you're going to spend it, you need to be very wise about it, which is a very, very helpful thing to know, especially when you get older.
I agree. That's like any time they want McDonald's or whatever, I tell them, I'm like, man, do you realize how long you have to work just to afford a McDonald's? Man, I'm telling you, as of now, it's better just to go to a fancy sit-down restaurant and have them bring the food to you rather than pay the price it is for fast food nowadays.
That one, I definitely agree on that one. I told my kid, I was like, hey, he's like, I want to go somewhere and eat. I'm like, all right, you got any money to pay for it? No. Well, you better go cut a yard or pick up some leaves, pick up some branches, do something, because it's not gonna be free. KR4AAE.
Yeah, they don't seem to understand that. That's like, I tell them all the time, I'm like, hey, anytime y'all want to go eat or go do something fun, as long as you got the money in your hand, we'll go do it. I'll make time for it. I said, but until then, you're going to have to wait till mommy and daddy say it's time to go do something.
Copy that. Sounds like you're teaching them right, in my opinion. Sounds very similar to how I'm raising my kid, too. Just always be aware and always be mindful of everything that's out there and what could happen and what couldn't happen. Talking about things happening, have you been on HF recently?
Haven't been on HF in a while. Funny story. I had a power supply go out on me, and talking to another ham friend of mine, and he said, here, I got this one, you can have it. And I said, well, hey man, I said, I don't know much about, you know, electrical work on this kind of stuff. I said, I can do just enough to get me by on certain things. I said, if you can take this and fix it, you can keep mine, and or give it to someone else, pay it forward, you know. And sure enough, I was like, hey, I'm going to go buy this antenna. Like I say, things happen. I went and bought a JPEG 12 antenna to go do POTA. And I did one POTA. And now my power supply won't work. So I don't have the money for a new one yet. But I'm going to try to see if I can't get this one fixed, if I can. But what happened?
HF has been pretty good. 10 meters was really good on Monday. I hopped on yesterday for about an hour and just threw up the antenna on my skeleton. Figured might as well use him for an antenna holder while he's up there. I made a contact out into Greece and a couple into Europe just a couple hours on 10 meters. So you can hop on 10 meters. I'd say hop on there in the morning when you can. It's pretty good. Most of the HF is doing pretty decent right now. Contacts all over Europe. First one was Russia. I heard Japan, but they were on the extra bands, and I couldn't get over there because I'm not an extra yet. But, yeah, HF's doing pretty good right now.
But that dumb, man, it does good when I ain't got my power supply. That's all good. It'll come around again. That's awesome, yeah. The farthest I think I've made it was Germany so far. Now, I say that, but I had a guy in Jamaica coming through one time, and I put my call out, and I could tell he was trying to respond to me, but there was no, like, actual, you know, it was just too staticky, so I didn't jot it down. I wish I would have, but, you know, it's like, yeah, if I can't really say that I made the contact, I don't want to put it in. But dang, man, that's awesome. On 10 meters, how's 20 meters doing as well?
What I remember, 20 meters was doing pretty good, too. Trying to remember where. I think I was talking to some people in South America. Made some contacts in South America and Mexico. Then I heard somebody in Costa Rica. Couldn't reach them. And then I heard something up way up in the northeast, corner of Canada. I can't remember the province or the country out there, but I heard a couple out there. But 20 meters wasn't bad either. So the HF is definitely out there. Doesn't open up really until probably mid-morning is what I've been seeing from yesterday and today. So take it for what it's worth. It could have changed by now. Who knows?
It's like, what is it? A friend of mine told me everything affects everything with ham radio, and them bands, they go in and out. And it's like, sometimes you get frustrated because it's like you finally be getting in the contact on a POTA when you're hunting, and then all of a sudden it drops out, and it's like, well, they done moved on. Gonna try again.
Copy that. That happened to me a couple days ago. I'm sitting there talking great on 10 meters. Next thing you know, bam, door slammed shut. I was like, oh boy, here we go. But Donnie, it's nice chatting with you. I'm almost at the QTH, and I gotta unload my car here. So I'll say 73 for right now. This is let's see here, KQ4 BGE KR4 AAE. I'm sure I'll get your call sign right one day.
I don't care what you call me, as long as I ain't late for supper. KR4 AAE. Look at me, I'm gonna mess yours up. I'll have to work on yours. Well, I hope that antenna works out tremendously for you, and I hope it's an easy setup. And hope you get lots of contacts on it. And I appreciate the cue, so very much appreciated. And I hope you have a wonderful day. It was good hearing you in here. 73 is in safe travels. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo.